Hello, 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 beautiful people. Welcome back to Beyond Tarot Podcast. I am your host, Pisces R Us, and I'm back, y'all. It's been a minute. It has been quite a long time since I have taken the time to record a podcast episode for this show. Okay, I've been going through a lot of things, and I thought, you know, why not share some of the things I've been going through with you guys and make it a whole topic for the resurgence of this podcast, because I haven't recorded an episode since January and it's now April 2021. Super grateful to be living and thriving right now. Unfortunately, I just experienced a death in my family, you know, a very close person who helped raise me. And it's tough for me to deal with death and grief and losing people. I'm sure it's tough for all of us to deal with, right? It's something that I feel like I've had to deal with for a long time. And yeah, I just thought, why not talk about that today? Because it's heavy on my heart, it's heavy on my mind. So this episode is titled Life After Death, okay? So I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of different beliefs when it comes to what happens to us after we transition from this world that we know of into the quote-unquote afterlife, okay? A lot of people believe a lot of different things depending on your religion or your spirituality. There are also people who believe in nothing. I believe that's what atheism is. When you are an atheist, you don't believe in anything happening to you after death, from my understanding, right? But I will just backtrack a little bit and talk about, you know, my first experiences with death and, you know, the impact it left on me. So when I was around 5 years old, I recall going to my first funeral. My mom, unfortunately, her sister, who was in her like early 20s, she was diagnosed with MS and she passed away at a very early age. And, you know, that experience was my first experience with death close to me, close to my family. And I remember it vividly. You know, for me to only have been 5 years old, I remember everything down to the flowers that were at the funeral, to what my aunt wore in her casket. I remember going to the funeral home like the night before, and we viewed her body. And I remember, it's like I understood what was going on, but I was so young. It's like people didn't expect me to understand what was going on, but I've just always been so tuned in spiritually, you guys. Like, I've just always been tapped in. You can ask my grandma. I used to pray over everyone in my family, you know, before I even really knew what prayer was. I just knew that, you know, I wanted everyone to be well, and I wanted to wish well over everyone, and I wanted the support from my creator, from God, right? So I remember during this time, during the funeral, I was consoling my mom because she was very, you know, sad. Of course, she's losing her sister. And I remember just like a peacefulness coming over me, like me being that young. It's almost like you're removed from the impact of that death because you're so young. You're just trying to understand life, you know. So it didn't come off as hurtful to me as it did everyone else. But yeah, that was my first introduction with death. And I gotta say, like, to be 5 years old and looking back at it now, it was super mature for my age. You know, I sat there front row in the funeral with my family and, you know, supported my mom and my family and just really took everything in. And I remember feeling like my aunt was always with me, you know, like it wasn't over, it wasn't the end. And it was something that I couldn't verbalize. I couldn't express that to everyone around me, you know. Of course, we all think of heaven, and when our loved one leaves us, if you believe in the afterlife, usually it's heaven that you believe in, okay? Me, as a child, sure, I believed in heaven, but I also believed that, like, our loved ones who passed over, they were never really away from us. Like, even though we call it quote-unquote passing over or passing away, transitioning, I just always felt like their energy was still here with us if we wanted to have it and tap into it, if that makes sense. I'm not trying to get all technical, y'all, but I do feel like when it comes to life after death, and one of the main reasons why I do not believe that life ends after, you know, we die, is because energy never dies. You know, that's something that we all know. We know that energy can never be created and it can't be destroyed. It's an unknown. Scientists have spent years and years and years trying to figure out, you know, how to mimic quote unquote God and how to create something from nothing. And it's something that they haven't been able to conquer yet, because I feel like that is reserved for our creator. That is something that our human brain couldn't possibly understand. Okay. Another thing that is really, really interesting to me is, you know, the belief of, how do I say this? It's on the tip of my tongue, y'all. It's the belief of reincarnation. Okay. So I believe it is it in Hinduism or Buddhism? A lot of people believe in, reincarnation, which is basically once you die from this life, your soul will basically be recycled and you will come back as a different being, a different body, same soul. All right. Now, I do believe there is something there that has to do with reincarnation as well. Okay. I'm not sure what happens to us after we die in the afterlife, but a part of me feels like we tap into different dimensions, and there could be some form of reincarnation. There could be some form of coming back to this world or another world, reincarnating into some other type of being, into some other type of reality. So I feel like that is possible as well when we talk about death and the afterlife. Okay. I mean, we don't know. No one will ever really know for sure with 100% certainty, but we've all heard those stories from people who have had, you know, near death experiences, and they have described, you know, seeing heaven, seeing a white light, seeing angels. And there's also been some instances where children, particularly young children under the age of like 5, can talk about a past life that they should know nothing about. You know, they can talk about cities they've never been in. It's actually a trip. I used to watch these all the time on YouTube, and these stories will blow your mind. Okay, so it's really going to enlighten a lot of people, especially my atheist out there, for those who don't believe in anything. Yeah, I would say look at some of those near-death experience stories if you don't believe in anything, because you're gonna have a hard time not believing in something after you hear everyone's testimonies, I think. So I don't know, you guys. I don't know why this is on my heart to share. I just feel like, you know, with the grieving process that I've been in right now, grieving my family member, it's a day-by-day thing. You know, one day I feel like I am getting better and I'm accepting what has happened, and then the next day I'm sad all over again, and it's just as shocking, and it's hard for me to accept, you know. But because I do have such a strong faith in my creator and a strong faith in God, I know that God will always watch after the people who have watched after me, you know. So I know that God is with my family member. I know God is with me, and I know that I will see them again one day. You know, this is not the end. It's never the end. And I don't believe there is an end. You know, afterlife is definitely a real thing in my book. And whether it's reincarnation, whether it is, you know, going over to, you know, heaven or any other sort of new reality, I just believe that life goes on, and it could be in another way that we can't even possibly imagine. But I just know that energy is still with us. Okay, it's so funny because when I think about artists in particular, like Tupac Shakur or Selena, you know, those artists, maybe even Aaliyah, and these are huge, you know, celebrity artists that have passed away before their time, a lot of people would say. Once you go back and you look at their artwork or you listen to their interviews from many, many years ago, you can still feel their energy. You can still feel their essence. It's like they're still here with us, right? So when I think about stuff like that, I'm like, oh, there's no way that death is the end of us, because I can go back right now and click on a Tupac interview, and once he starts speaking, I get chills. I feel his energy. And this man died 20 plus years ago, and I still feel his essence. I still feel his passion. All right. Same thing with Selena's music. I go play a Selena song. I listen to, a Selena interview. I feel her warmth. I feel her love. I feel her compassion. And it doesn't matter how long she's been gone from this world physically, because her energy is still here. Her energy still lives amongst us. Okay. And the same thing with my aunt. You know, I hear my aunt, God rest her soul. I hear her voice in my head. I smell her scent. So me just feeling those feelings of comfort when I think about her is her energy, and it's her energy being here with me. All right. So for everyone out there who are, you know, grieving someone who has crossed over, who has transitioned from this life into the next life, just know that, you know, it's not the end. It's nowhere near the end. And, you know, this life, there will be a lot of peaks, but there are also going to be a lot of valleys, you know. So if you can accept and look forward to the good and amazing, beautiful times in life, unfortunately, you guys, you have to be able to accept and understand, or at least attempt to understand, those bad times in life, those times where we hit those valleys, okay? Grief has no timeline, it has no deadline. So please, for anyone out there who is grieving a lost loved one, know that, you know, everyone is healing in their own time. All right. So don't put yourself on a timeline, and don't make yourself feel bad for still feeling hurt and feeling that loss. Okay. So this is a short podcast, you guys. I just really wanted to hop back on here. I'm still trying to get everything, you know, back together with me focusing on, you know, my work, my side businesses, my full-time job, helping console my mother and my other family members. I just have a lot on my plate. So I am going to try to come back on here and be more consistent with the podcast, you guys, even if I have to hop on here on my phone and record something really quickly, which is what I'm doing now. Okay. But I definitely want to tap in with you guys. And for everyone who is watching my readings on YouTube at Pisces R Us, I appreciate you. I love you. I do have a guidance deck coming out for Pisces in particular. So if you are a Pisces, or you're dealing with a Pisces, or if you just love Pisces energy, make sure you go to my YouTube channel, Pisces R Us, and subscribe, turn on notifications. I will be releasing a link where you can purchase my new guidance deck. All right. So you guys, I really hope these messages helped you in some way, shape, or form today. I've missed coming on here and speaking to the podcast, and I'm going to make sure I get back on here more often. Please, you guys, if you are looking for me to, I was looking for some guests to come on here, and I appreciate all the emails I've gotten about, you know, being a potential guest on the show. Please bear with me. I have so much going on right now, y'all. So much. So I'm trying to, you know, get back in touch with everyone. In the meantime, if you are listening to this on Apple or Spotify or the Anchor app, I believe there is a link in the show notes. If you go to my show here and you go to the show notes, the information section, there should be a link. And for those interested who maybe want some advice or want me to share your story on the platform, there is a button where you can leave a voice message. So you can ask me a question, or if you guys would like to email me, you can email me at piscesrus312@gmail.com. You can also DM me on Instagram at PiscesRUs312. So I think what I'm going to do is start giving you guys some one-on-one advice. So if you guys have any personal stories that you want me to share on the podcast, please send them my way, and I will be choosing some of you guys' stories to respond to. All right, so thank you so much for all the love, all the support. This was Beyond Tarot, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.